Hello, this is Trisha Draper coming to you from themessengersradio.com. Usually my husband Marcus and I have a show called The Messengers Radio, and it is just me today. I want to share something with you that God showed me last night, Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on June 25th, 2015. I wrote down everything that he relayed to me and that everything that happened. So, I was praying in the living room, home by myself at 8 p.m. on a Thursday. The Lord told me to go pray on my knees in my bedroom like I sometimes do. I was praying and he told me that I needed to prepare myself for battle. I prayed for extra armor for my whole family. He told me that the battle was here and now. The Supreme Court ruled today to keep Obamacare in action. I didn't think this was that big of an issue, but he showed me that this was the beginning of something big, a big battle. So I prayed for the country. I saw people with their battle gear on. He told me it was time to gear up. I saw rows of people in battle armor. Then he showed me that they were Christians. Maybe, I'm not sure, but that's what it sounded like. He said, but then I said, who will be their leader? And he said, you. I was very surprised and began to argue, even in the spirit, in tongues. I was really arguing. He told me I was going to lead these people into battle. I told him that I have nothing special. I'm not really a leader. But he insisted. So I don't know what will happen or how. But I finally just told God that I was willing. I accept anything he has for me. I am still reeling. I know it was from him, but I don't know why. He has told me before that I was as good a person as anyone. I am no less special than anyone else he uses. But I feel so helpless. I don't know. I know that if anything is going to happen, it's going to be through him. So I will willfully and cheerfully follow anywhere. I love him, and that's what makes me usable. I am willing, and I am special, just like everyone else. He told me to just keep praying. He told me to pray in the spirit, which I usually do, and build myself up in my most holy faith. This comes from Jude in the Bible, verse 20. This sounds crazy, but I trust him. So here goes. Lord, I will completely trust you and follow all your ways. Lead and direct me. Grant me favor and show me wisdom. I haven't even read the whole Bible, but I know you intimately. I have no idea what I could possibly offer, but I can always offer you to others. Teach others to teach others. That is a motto he has given me many, many times. And then I continued, thank you, Lord. I am so confused, but I will put one foot in front of the other, spiritually and physically, and follow you wholeheartedly. So take me. Just take me and use me. I love you, Lord. Amen. This is something that is very important. The only way he can use you is if you're willing. You have to be willing and usable. You have to love him and trust him and show him that you are able to do what he asks you to do. The main thing that you have to have is trust and ability for him to use you. You don't have to be special. You don't have to, even as I said, to read the whole Bible time and time again. It's a great thing to do. I'm not saying that. But you don't have to be this lofty, special, important person. The ones that he uses the most are the people that are just usable, the ones that are willing to put themselves out there and show him that they love him and that they are willing to do what he asks of them. That's the most important part, is just be yourself, because that's who he uses. He uses regular people all the time. He's shown me before that everyone he has ever used, like a preacher or a teacher, even Jesus, had to start somewhere. So this is my starting point that I'm beginning from. And you, every one of you, has a starting point
Some of you have already started and are well on your journey, but some of you out there listening haven't started yet, and that's fine, but just be willing to and be usable. That's what he wants, is your full trust and your attention to him, your focus on him, and your ability to walk out what he says. Something he says to me all the time is go and do. So that's what you need to do. You need to be willing to go where he leads you to go and do what he tells you to do. He's told me a lot in the past to just open up your mouth and talk. I am his mouthpiece here on earth. He can't always talk to these people where they can understand it, but he can use me to talk to people and help them understand his truth. So that's what I am. I am his mouthpiece on earth. I am letting him use me to do his will and to further his kingdom. So you guys have a great day, and I love you guys, and just keep going and doing. Have a great day. God bless you. Bye.